Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Shout out to Kiss.
Yeah.
Let's get into this. Shout out to MG the Mortgage Guy. He texted me today. We spoke a couple weeks ago, and he said, I told you a couple weeks ago, 7% interest rates coming soon. So they just released numbers, 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.87%. For the 30-year fixed, 15-year fixed is 6.15. So, Matt called me a couple weeks ago, and I asked him how high he thought interest rates could get for mortgages, and he told me 7%. And it's creeping to that 7% level.
Sounds like 07 all over again.
Yeah. I mean, historically, think about
it. It's still relatively low.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I was like, I had to humble myself. And like, I'm thinking about, obviously, when my parents were buying a home in the 80s. Like, we talk about, if you look at the interest rates in like from 1980 to 1990.
This
What?
Oh, it's treacherous. Yeah. The Nixon years, and it was like 18%.
14%. Yeah. You're like, how's this even? How does somebody do that? And it's because I was talking to Matt when I was trying to lock in an interest rate, and I was like, look, man, it's at like 4. He said, lock it in now. It's only going up. And so watching it go up to 7%, I mean, it's tough, man. It's tough. But perspective is key. It could be worse.
And Yahoo Finance reported sales of luxury homes dropped by 28% as a result from June to August.
Yes, they do.
I know everyone's kept saying the market is not going to fall. No, if interest rates go up, this is common sense. If things cost more, people are going to buy less of it.
Right.
Especially if the price adjusts in 4 months, 5 months.
Well, so this goes to the economic talk. So a couple of days ago, we didn't get a chance to talk about it because it wasn't Monday. But when the Fed raised interest rates. So, yeah, I mean, the whole point of raising interest rates is to taper inflation. So, you know, it's done to make money more expensive. So that gets passed down to the bank. So when the Federal Reserve raises interest rates, then the retail banks actually borrow money. So that means that it's more expensive for the retail banks to borrow money. So now the interest products that retail banks offer, like mortgages, mm-hmm. like credit cards, like different things of that nature, auto loans are higher. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it tapers inflation because people aren't buying at a crazy pace like they were before. But it's a delicate line that you have to walk because it's like if you raise interest rates too much, then you could break the economy. So you raise interest rates to stop people from spending to lower inflation, but you don't want to raise it too high to, you know, shut off the faucet.
Yeah.
And as a result, in this low inflation environment, credit card balances have went up to one of the highest levels of all time at $46 billion. Yeah. Now, I want you guys to add that with the student loan bubble. And if those two pop, how much debt is there out in the universe?
Yeah. I mean, in addition to that, right? So back to the home thing, obviously when interest rates go up, it makes people tougher to buy homes. But if you look at the percentages, look at the percentage of people that are refinancing their homes, right? Like it wouldn't even make sense now, right? Mm-hmm. When you're locked in you're not going to try to lock it at a higher rate. And so that goes down as well.
But there's also, it's never the end of the world. No. Because if you buy now and it's a 7% interest rate, eventually rates will go down eventually and you can always refinance.
That's when it would be a time to refinance. So I'm saying in this environment, it doesn't make as much sense as it did 9 months ago, 12 months ago.
Homework question for everyone. How often do interest rates go down when there is not quantitative easing?
Well, there's going to be quantitative easing. At some point, there's going to be quantitative. There's going to be another round of quantitative easing. It'll happen.
These next two crashes, maybe 28 or 29.
It'll happen. Gotta let it go.
It's going to be a few years.
Yeah, give it some time to breathe. It'll be okay.
If they're telling you they're tightening it, which that's code for destroying the new wealth, new money that got created, why would they put interest rates back at zero for new wealth to come out? They're not. It's part of the cycle. That's what, like, when I told everyone, go get that Ray Dalio book, like, that was a super cheat code to tell you, like, what was happening. The Fed have, and I need everyone to realize this, every entity and every person is responsible for their team when and only. Even the Federal Reserve, they have their own best interest at heart when they're doing these things, as they should. You have to know what cycle you're in and where you fit in that piece in order to know how to play the game. So when I'm telling you guys about direction and timing and wave and lunar cycles and pyramids and everything, if you go watch every episode of Market Mondays, you had a blueprint. That's a scholarship and a hedge fund. You will know how to play this game accurately.
Yep. I'd be fresh as hell if the Fed's watching.
Always.
Shout out to 2 Chainz, another great orator of our time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If worse come to worse, just stay fresh. Because you never know. If the world falls apart, look your best. Yes.
From a decent name.
Yes. I'd be fresh as hell if the Fed's watching.
Oh, man.
Shout out to Titty Boys.
That is not literal advice for those of you that are participating in black market.
That was perfect.
Especially with the wolves right out.
Go look, Bummy. This is high level for
the record. This is for my team back home, East Chicago, Gary, South Side of Chicago, Nap. No, look, Bummy. Wolves is out.
Nah.
Houston, wolves is out.
Oh, man.
The wolves is out.
I'll be fresh as hell.
Shout out to ATL. Oh, shout out to Tip.
T.I.
Today's his birthday.
Shout out to T.I.P., man.
Shout out to one of the greatest of all time that's ever lived. Best rapper alive, Lil Wayne. Dwayne Carter. His 40th birthday was yesterday. Shout out to him.
Damn, shout out to Weezy. They got birthdays right next to each other?
Yeah, I remember it was like early, like 2007 when they was all hot. He had that big Atlanta party. It was like Jeezy had his birthday, and it was T.I.'s the next day.
I wish they would have did that George Power album.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to Wayne and shout out to T.I.
Tip.
A good friend of the show. He's been on
our
show. He's been on Invest Fest.
Yep.
And just an all around good dude, man. Very, very solid, good dude. We went to his first comedy show. Legendary.
Fun fact. Talented, man. Yeah.
Fun fact.
Low key, I'm not going to say he found Thug, but he was one of the first people to embrace Thug. He saw something in him early. And Thug, like, low key brought Tip back for a second, too. So, like, that, like, Tip has a good eye for talent, like, that he does not get credit for.
Free Slime.
Free Slime.
Free Gunna. Free YSL.
Yeah. But it ain't about the money.
Yes. Wall Street Trapper stated if Apple falls to $130, the market will fall apart. Do you believe this to be true? And if not, what price would be a sign?
Shout out to the trappers.
Hey, Ian, let me give context for the people out there. Before you, I know you're going to go crazy. All right, so market cap-wise, biggest company, right? It has the biggest market cap. But weighted, so the percent of how much of the influence and dominance that Apple has on the S&P is 7%. So there's 500 companies. 7% is its weighted average. And on the NASDAQ is 14%. So just keep that in context. All right, Ian, I'm throwing it to you guys.
Yeah, shout out Travis, that's my guy. I appreciate him being on an episode with Peter. I think that was one of our best episodes. Like, the energy was amazing. But Trap ad-libs when we talked was like amazing. So kudos to him. 130 is going to be a key level. Like, I mapped out 120, 236. For me, a trap price would always be $8, $9, $10 apart maximum. But yeah, if it gets below 130, it can be tough. It can be really tough, man. I will start to worry about global depression at that point. Seriously, I would. Because if they're in trouble,
your Wi-Fi might be a little chopped. You're a little chopped and screwed right now.
They're trying to put you in the matrix, man.
Yeah, you're chopped and screwed.
Yeah, so it's at 150 right now.
So as we wait for Ian to get his Wi-Fi signal together, somebody had asked about I-bonds in the chat. And I actually wanted to talk about that because we did speak about that before. But it is a great way to hedge against inflation. The only thing with I-bonds, I think the most that you could put in is $10,000. Well, yeah, but I do think you could put it in $20,000 if you're married.
Got you right now.
So I-bonds are government bonds that track, that go based off of the inflation rate. So, yeah, it's a good time to buy I-bonds right now because obviously inflation is very high. So you'll be earning, I think, what's the percentage right now? I think it's like, I don't know, it might be like 6%, 7%. It was like 7% a couple months ago. So that's good. It locks it in for 6 months at a time, I believe. But yeah, I think you can only put in $10,000. Well, I shouldn't say only because $10,000 is still, you know, a good amount of money.
Yeah, you were dead on
$10,000,
$10,000, and $20,000 if you're married.
Yeah, but if you it is a good way to beat inflation or at least keep up with inflation, and it's definitely going to be paying much higher than any bank or savings account. So definitely something to consider if you're interested in that.
All right. So it says here that the limit for purchasing I-bonds in person. So a married couple can each put up to $10,000 in the investment annually, or up to $15,000 if they both also elect to get tax refunds in paper I-bonds.
So I believe it says 9.6% right now in the chat. So, but yeah, 9.6%. That can't really beat that.
Yeah.
My graduates from my school. Being Forbes,
bag drop,
a mic drop, bag drop.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.